Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. This is Lila with some bedtime stories that I'd like to share with you. And with me, of course, is Dean Val and our dear friend, Tim Von Pinon, and our other friend, Ariana. So, look, we have a good team here. I hope you enjoy what we're bringing tonight. I'll be reading from a book of Dream Visions by Duane, the great writer, and we'll discuss the chapter that I'm going to read and ask you folks to please answer the questions, or if you have any, and what are your thoughts about what I've just read. So, okay. Here we go. This is another bedtime story that I think you're going to enjoy. Everyone has experienced in the other levels above the bottom of awareness, but many are not aware of this fact. And so, to be better understand what it is taking place within them, they should give themselves a command before they're going to sleep each night, so that they will remember their dreams. The moment one awakes, they should jot down the basic idea of the dream, because the experience comes to the physical brain is like a bullet hitting water. It quickly loses its momentum, and as the human side immediately takes over and floods the person with what it wants to be doing. So, for a person to get to know themselves better, it's a real task at first until a pattern of recognition starts to set in, which may take years or even lifetimes. With all that is being presented here, it is best a person becomes more aware in the world on which they're living. If not, they will always be the unknowing effect of what is taking place all around them. If a person wants to believe they know what's taking place here and accepts what the authoritarians are telling them is true, then so be it. So, whatsoever a man believeth, so be it. As this idea applies to the first three levels of the passing dream only, and not the true reality in the real universes of sound and light. Yes, this idea does apply, but it will not save a person's life by going the way of the ego and whatever it wants. Anyone can believe what they want to, but it does not make it so. It may take many attempts for one to bring the recall of their dream experiences to the surface. The subconscious mind is a vast and remarkable place that is highly unknown to the professional humans of the earth, with all their certified degrees from the invented systems. The free beings of the is are the only ones who can unlock the secrets of each person as they are ready to meet themselves. The psychic seers of the physical and the astral worlds may be able to see some of what is taking place, but they do not have access to handle all the situations from the higher levels. As each person continually decides their life and their fate, they are storing all kinds of images and feelings in their various bodies, just like creating documents and files on a computer. When a person has access to the universal files, they will witness how this process is done and see for himself how the real experiences of a person's life cannot be distorted on the upper level, where all is what it is. Those who create a distortion or conspiracy here, already seen from the higher levels, which, one moment, please. That show exactly what they're doing with their intent. Some think of this as their God, and it can be so in some cases to those who have forfeited their life and awareness to the space gods of human understanding. Each one of us chooses our relationships, mainly from our upbringing, but not always. As I returned in this life and write about in book two, A Journey to Real Freedom, I was gradually shown once again by Rivas Artars who I was and why I was here. Even though I was raised by my mother, she didn't have the greatest effect on my life as I was experiencing other worlds and places that even she did not know of. The subconscious will sometimes take the wish or desire of a person and store it away. This is where the idea of prayer comes into play. When people pray, they are really praying to themselves to have something in their lives fulfilled. The church has taught people it is the gods of man, and it can be so if they are willing. But for the most part, it is each person's doing unto themselves. The idea of positive thinking is the same realm as the unconscious, as it will manifest the creation of a person according to their acceptability and awareness as to how to realize it in their lives. Some things come to some people very easily, while others struggle. Again, it is all about the consciousness of the person and their relationship mainly with themselves. When a person is a new student of the real guides, then they are given the best assistance to fulfill their desires. If what they're deciding is along the lines of providing a real benefit to themselves and possibly others, the real guides are aware of the fact that this world is a dream world, the real dream. And at the same time, will work for those who are productively creative to assist in fulfilling a natural means of survival. Until one can become self-sufficient on all those levels, the round worlds are the infancy stage of development for the U-tune. But it is here that we learn so much as we have the real guidance to surpass all the Maya of the dual forces. Well, what do you think about that? Maybe Ariana, could you kind of fill in there?
Well, let's see. It's really, it's overpowering being in the physical, that it's hard to really tune into the inner worlds without some guidance. And so I guess we're really fortunate to have the real guides with us.
Yeah, I think it's impossible, really, to, because there's nothing to relate, the personal self has nothing to relate to the real universe.
Okay.
So it's just necessary to have these beings to assist us to see that there's something more, because the personal self can't, even with its imagination, it can't see beyond its own imagination and fantasies. So the real guides come in and help us to access the isness and to recognize it, and then we get inspiration, and you know, we can carry on and gain confidence and move forward to move along with this process of becoming more aware. It's really interesting how it works.
Jim, how about you? Do you have something to say about all this?
Sure.
I knew you would.
I like the part where we're in the infancy stage, and that I guess we just have to be patient, because how fast can we grow ourselves? It seems like we're all pretty similar. The cells keep multiplying and making the physical body bigger and bigger. So in this realm, it looks like it takes some time and our attention. It depends where we're focusing our attention, how fast maybe we are going to get the idea of why we're here and what it is that we need to do to not have to return into this physical and realm or this astral realm or the causal realm or the mental realm or the etheric realm, and get to be in the real universes. So where it's a lot different than here, the comparison is about the opposite, it sounds like.
And you read something earlier today, and you're reading at 7, Tim. You read, it's the same book, 6, but a different portion of it. And what you read, it was that if people were content, then they wouldn't need the gods of man. So the gods of man keep people under stress and keep them searching for something more. And even the New Age movements, the spiritual, religious movements, there's always something that there's lacking in their teaching. So the gods are there for people, for them to think that there's somebody beyond themselves that will give them their, fulfill their desires. So it's an interesting setup, how they keep people just engaged and keep them searching for something. Now with the new presentation, it's like, in a way, you're content, you know, because you're already, you know, in the now, and you're becoming more now all the time. So there's no need to struggle or to seek anything. And I was a seeker for a long time. In my youth, I could say I was a truth seeker type person, always looking for something. But now I don't need to do that anymore. I don't need to seek anything, because it's an isness. And that's a whole different way of looking at life than, you know, thinking that you're lacking something, that you need something more in addition to. because in here the isness, it already is an isness. It's already complete. So it's a matter of recognizing that. And no longer do you have to seek anything.
That is a real challenge to know that you're already there, that what you seek is here. That, I think, is a struggle for a lot of people, you know, realizing that they don't have to struggle because they've been struggling all their lives. Mm-hmm. Are they just going to quit struggling? You know, this is a matter of just letting go.
Well, it's the effortless effort idea, or everything's okay.
Yeah.
So it's just, you just do what you do, and it's, you don't have to stress that you're not doing enough, or you're not capable enough, or you don't have enough skills. You just do what you do, and if the intent is there to become more aware, then you're okay. And it just becomes effortless, and life will keep showing you, you know, it'll keep giving you feedback, basically, that you're okay. And it's a lot different than the struggle idea. And so we use comparison a lot. So this is the new presentation, effortless effort. I mean, there is an effort. Don't get me wrong. It's still, you have to do something. You don't have to, but it just, you know, you activate something within yourself so that you can contribute in your own way, and then you can just do what you do. But it doesn't have to be stressful or a struggle.
That is so true. We just have to keep working, that everything is really okay. An idea that has caught the attention of many people is a dream catcher. While dream catchers had originated in the Ojibwa Nation during the Pan-American Indian Movement of 1960, the Pan-Indian Movement of the 1960s and 70s, they were adopted by Native Americans of a number of different nations. They came to be seen by some as a symbol of unity among the various Indian nations and as a general symbol of identification with Native American or First Nations culture. However, some Native Americans have come to see them as tacky and over-commercialized due to their acceptance in today's popular cultures. Traditionally, the Ojibwa construct dream catchers by tying sinew strands in a web around a small, round, or tear-shaped frame of willow, in a way roughly similar to their method for making snowshoe webbing. The resulting dream catcher hung above the bed is then used as a charm to protect sleeping children from nightmares. Dream catchers made of willow and sinew are not meant to last forever, but instead are intended to dry out and collapse over time as the child enters the stage of adulthood. The Ojibwa believe that a dream catcher changes a person's dreams. According to Terry J. Andrews, in the article, Living by the Dream, about the Ojibwa Nation in the magazine World and One, November 1998, page 204, only good dreams will be allowed to filter through, as bad dreams would stay in the net, disappearing with the light of day. It recommended to hang the dream catcher above someone sleeping and to guard against bad dreams. Good dreams pass through and slide down the feathers to the sleeper. Another legend is good dreams pass through the center hole to the sleeping person, and the bad dreams are trapped in the web, where they perish in the light of dawn. In the course of becoming popular outside of the Ojibwa nation, and then outside of the Pan-Indian communities, dream catchers are now made, exhibited, and sold by some New Age groups and individuals, according to Philip Jenkins. This is considered by most traditional Native peoples and their supporters to be an undesirable form of cultural appropriation. Here again is a materially constructed idea to somehow comply with other levels of life. In its own way, it can be a symbol, but like the rituals of the church that look as fun as a parade, the reality is it all means relatively nothing but more good sounding ideas to head people off in the wrong direction from real truth and real freedom. To get civilized man to look at something real in his life is one of the hardest things to do because of all the tricks and treats which have been invented from a material means that cater to the intellect and emotional behavior of people. The average person is not at all interested in the intuitive and perceptive side of themselves in relation to the true reality. Only if it means a personal or monetary gain to further one's quest for more emotional and mental stimuli. All roads that have been created for commercial purposes eventually lead to failure. As this Iron Age of man begins to come to a close with that last cycle that we are now in, So did many just like this one disappear into human history. Each lifetime, a person starts over and begins to develop themselves as they are given multiple demonstrations of benefits in their dream visions, along with real guidance for those who do pay attention so they can meet certain present situations. They are nudged along to see if they will once again pay heed to what is many times right in front of them. The super knowledge that I am sharing here is a beginning of a real life adventure like no other, as one begins to once again realize their original from the real universes of sound and light. It is as plain as day as to what is taking place in this world right now. Yet most people want to chase the phantom dream, which has been manufactured mainly out of fear and intimidation by all the rep systems. Human history, so many of those who spoke even the slightest bit of truth, who were involved with the rep systems or tried to share an elevated view of others as a warning to these systems and their controllers, they were almost immediately gotten rid of. And it looked as though it was either by an accident or a sacrifice of some kind to appease the onlooking public. This is the earth, a dangerous place to live. The historical rituals and ceremonies performed by the church and their gatherings have actually come from demonic ritualism in the Dark Ages. First of all, to get people's attention, just like the movie stars do to entertain a crowd, the belief systems do their peacock fraternizations of themselves to draw the masses to them for the purpose of indoctrination of their contrived ways, as they have set forth their commandments for all to obey. I really like how children and animals in nature seem to attract others without any temptation at all. And that is, they are already as wonderful as they are just doing and being themselves. Yet here are educated and civilized adults all doing the silliest of barbaric, immature, realistic demonstrations and ritual demonstrations also, thinking in their minds that it all means something. Those who mess with the dualistic forces in a satanic ritualism, such as those powerful people in the world that belong to secret cults, will find that they have taplined themselves to the demons of hell and will be living for hundreds of years in the bowels of the lowest of the all astral levels with them as our lords when they leave this world for the next. In today's world, the ignorant and unaware public thinks it's cool to flaunt certain dastardly images that are of a negative nature, such as the heavy metal bands do with their imagery and posters of mainly their own form of devil worship. It is all based upon seduction, manipulation, and control, and nothing of a redeeming value that will aid a person with anything in their life. Anyone can think in their own minds these things are just playthings, but many times they lead to hellish nightmares because the originators who ploy the public with such nonsense are after only one thing: the popularity to controlling others to their will and to keep them stupid enough to keep doing so as they build their empires on the bodies and the funds of others. That's pretty true. Don't you agree?
This thing about rituals, the animals don't have rituals. They have routines, but they and the guides do sometimes, a lot of times they use some symbols and demonstrate certain things in funny ways, but their intent is to help us wake up, whereas the dark brats, their intent with these rituals is to keep people under control and to basically manipulate them through these rituals that don't go anywhere. It even get worse as people get into these cults and secret societies. The more you get into these, the more tapline one becomes, and to get up to the top, you have to be willing to do certain things, which are usually not in the best interest of anybody but them. So you know, even murder people and just all kinds of weird things, to show them that you're going to be devoted to them. And then you'll be seen, then you'll be taken care of by these secret societies. Once you show them you're willing to do anything, whether it's an actor or one of the Masonic order or anybody with one of these programs. But again, the real guys are more of a wake up, you know, using these symbols and demonstrations to help people wake up. Because that's all they can do. They can just share and guide. They can't do it for us. And these other systems promise that they'll save you or do it for you or give you money, sex, power, whatever. So the guides aren't like that. They don't promise anything like that. It's about waking up to what's real and not about obtaining things.
It seems to me also that anyone that doesn't agree with them, like Alice in Wonderland, off with their head. And that's just what it is. I mean, many famous people pull from way back. Edgar Allan Poe, for one, he didn't agree, and he started to see what was really real going on, and he told about that. So they murdered him, and it's been just right straight along. If you don't agree or with them, off with your head. Is there anyone else that wants to say something?
It could be a lot of people go into these things because they're seeking, and they're seeking in the wrong direction. But take a little child, and some of them seem to know what's real inside of themselves and not, although they do talk about the terrible twos. But some of them, they don't think it's all in their imagination. They know there's something else, and they could begin seeking at that point. And they are open to other children, and they don't see color and race, and they're just beautiful.
There is such a great and vast difference between the earth and what is taking place here and the real universes of sound and light. The earth really does have many beautiful places, but with all that is taking place, none of it will last long. There are too many people on this earth who want to destroy so much just to see the thrill of it, as they justify their cause of whatever it is and kill as many people along the way as they can. The simulated freedom that is politically spoken about here is a shadow that always eludes everyone and can never happen, only as a temporary remedy in one's mind. Real freedom comes from the persistence to perceive what is real, the true reality, and then move into unlimited positions of real light, which, while you're still living and to living here, to some this may sound like what will happen when they cross over, what their belief system preached to them, but far from it for sure is true. The real guides teach the new students to identify the lower levels and lords before their life is done here, so they can bypass the lords of karma and all the entanglements of the gods of man. The after-death promise is one of blind faith, and it is as worthless as the ceremonies of baptism and marriage. All these things are agreement, and each person has a right to decide how their arrangements will be for them. The church devised the ideas of marriage and baptism so as to have control over the hearts and minds of those involved. Once a person is baptized, they are then expected to follow all that has been established in the name of the church. The marriage ceremony, which the church also contrived, is one in which a person is held to another, no matter what. But today, more people have become more aware to the psychological trappings of the church and their devotedness. And so people are making up their own vows. This is where church and state meet. And that is when one must obtain a marriage license for the union of the two people to be official. This then becomes a binding agreement, when usually soon afterward involves lawyers and judges. Do birds and animals do this stuff? And after the two parties finally discover they cannot deal with each other anymore, they have to have solely legal consent to officially separate. I would say that all of this is obviously premeditated control of others' lives and will. However, people wanting to get together is their choice and right, and there's no such thing as living in sin. That's what has been stated by the belief systems. It's just another controlling ploy to intimidate people with how the church has invented their rules. It would seem that I am getting off track a little bit, but actually, I'm just getting going because all humans are involved with these ideas, which are of mainly emotional matter and do affect people in their dreams. Believe it or not, so much of what mankind is running from in their dreams without the awareness of it, from past lives where many of us were persecuted, and establishments still existing today that have an ancient heritage to them. As I mentioned before, what we term as primitive people and animals have no conscience. Why? Because they haven't been indoctrinated with all the corruptive mental and emotional ideas of people who are suspect by the hired authorities for almost everything that they do. There is a law for everything we do here and thousands more on the way. The lawmakers have become the most ruthless varmints when it comes to posing a benefit. When they are really setting everyone up for a fall, when people are properly taught how to be more aware, they do not need all the rules and regulations, because then they will act accordingly and know the self repercussions if they do not. Instead of do's and don'ts, it would be better to instruct children on how the law of karma causes cause and effect, and how it works in the lower worlds, then direct them to their dream visions to learn what to recognize. Then the real universal guides are teaching them. Then it would be a good idea to make a real study of nature, not according to Martha Stewart, but a true in-depth perception of what is really taking place and how it is all applies to each one of us in our life. Respectfully, everything and everyone has their place in this life, from the lowest of creatures to the hoodlums that cause havoc to the systems that rule. They're all part of the great test of each one of us who is looking to find the true reality, the all is. The test being, will a person have the real courage to stand up for what is real and true? If they will, the great guides will teach them and take them to the real universes of real freedom. Those who want the worlds of make-believe have the right to stay with them. I think that's true. So many rules and so many regulations, we don't even realize how really we are controlled, so controlled. But as it's being more aware, kind of think about, where did that come from? Why are they doing that? Asking why, and then looking into it. That's the adventure here. That really is. Why are we here? What are they doing to it? Why are those trails of light in the sky? What do they mean? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
You know, one person I was listening to on YouTube talking about what the elites want to create here, what kind of society they want to create. Well, they were talking about, for example, like a grocery clerk, the humble job of a grocery clerk, you know, making that okay for a person to be a grocery clerk for his whole life or her life. And he is so happy about being a grocery clerk. Mm-hmm. Basically, they have no aspirations to do anything else, you know, to see other life levels or dimensions. They're just happy being a grocery clerk and being part of the clog, one of the clogs in the system. And this is kind of what demonstrated to me how what they're doing here with the people. They're standardizing being average, being part of the system, being dumbed down, don't ask questions, you know, be happy with what you got. Which is all fine. There's nothing wrong with being a grocery clerk, but that if that's all you see in life, then there may be something that you could see more of, you know. And that's what they want. They just want people to be. I mean, they're actually going toward the transhumanism, where they're part robot, part organic human, and that way they're easier to control. And it is about control. It's just about creating a human Borg, cyborg type creature that is the slave to the system, doesn't talk back or anything, and they can utilize that for their own benefit.
Yeah, I think that is so true. We're all raising little bits of it around, you know, all the apartments that are everywhere. Malls are being destroyed. Apartments are going up there. They're already getting ready to put us into those little apartments. They're getting ready, people. Just look around. See what you can do. Why are there? When I go on 101, it's miles and miles and miles of apartment buildings, 7 stories high, some of them. They look like prisons. Maybe they are. I don't see any trees around them. I don't see anything for recreation going up around those places. They're getting ready. are we going to wake up and take this advantage of this real adventure that's there? There is a mechanism within the dream arena which often utilizes a method of mind activity that is different from the conscious personal awareness of the person. It pertains to colors. As many people dream in black and white, some may have two or more colors in their experiences, while others have the whole spectrum. As a person begins to study their dream visions in a realistic manner, they will begin to see a transformation of their other worlds. Within all the years I have taught this subject, those who really paid attention and sincerely wanted to learn had the best of experiences. I've met people who never dream, and I would imagine it's like being a blind man who cannot see, but is here where real opportunity for everyone now exists. So, first is to gain the knowledge that there are other worlds within us and an idea of what dreams and to study them mean. The other doctrines have written a lot of information about those who had dreams in the past, and so it only makes sense that as almost everyone is always having nightly experiences, that theirs would have the same value. Again, here is where the authorities have decided to discount the nature of each unique individual and herd them into the rules and regulations of conformity and drudgery. Life is all about the real awareness that each of us have to be free beings of light, not just humans always struggling under the laws of the pharaohs. And so, would you like to comment on that, Ariana?
I don't know what to say about that.
How about you, Tim?
Sure. I was just thinking about how this world is right now, how these religions and educational systems and political systems have all been, are all being run by people or whatever you want to call them, beings that are tap line to the demons. And that's what's affecting all the humans, is that the powers that be are seemingly all connected to their demons in the lower astral realm that have the power on Earth. And it's interesting, too, that you think that if they knew how many lifetimes or hundreds of years of suffering and experiences that they'd have that they wouldn't want to have, that they'd change. Those that go to these secret societies and have these tap lines from the demons. It's just all amazing how it is, and to have the opportunity to find out about what's really going on with the religions and the educational systems and the political stuff.
Thank you. And it's about time for us to go Betty by and have our dreams. And see, and have our happy dreams. let's all sing as a thank you to the universe and to the all is. And we'll all sing new you. Shall we start it off? New you. Good night, all.
Good night. Happy
good
dreams.
Night. Good night.